Last month, officials with the Montrose County School System announced they were laying off 37 people to balance the budget. In a quick reverse, Superintendent Stephen Scheel says they're hiring people back.
Due to attrition, other people leaving and moving on, we've been able to offer almost all of our people a position and opportunity.
23 of the 37 people have been offered their jobs back. There are 6 more positions they'd like to fill, but right now they can't bring those 6 people back and keep a balanced budget.
But by the time school starts, if normal hiring practices occur between now and the first middle part of August, most of those folks will have an opportunity, if they so desire, to get back into the district.
For the past few years, the district ran a deficit, hoping for state funding to return to normal or more students to move to the area. Neither happened. The cut staff were almost all working on programs that were deemed not effective. Scheel says the returning staff will be assigned to other projects. Republicans and Democrats at the state capitol are announcing plans for a Colorado presidential primary that would allow people not registered with the party to participate. The Denver Post reports that the largest block of voters in Colorado are not affiliated with either party. The legislative proposal would allow them to choose one primary they want to vote in, creating a temporary registration that would dissolve soon after. The bill, if it becomes law, would apply only to the presidential races. All other party responsibilities, like choosing delegates and the nomination process, would remain the same. The Governor's Commission Studying American Indian Representation in Public Schools released its report this week. The group recommends that public schools do not use American Indian mascots. But if they do, they recommend schools should partner with a tribe to make sure it's done in a respectful way. Right now, 30 Colorado schools use some type of American Indian mascot or imagery. Benta Berkeland sat down with Ernest House Jr., the executive director of the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs and a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe.
Thanks for being here, Ernest.
Thank you.
You were facilitating this discussion, and I know it came about originally because state lawmakers had tried to ban schools from having these mascots and or penalize schools, and those measures hadn't passed at the State House, so Governor John Hickenlooper was trying to go for a different approach.
That's correct. In fact, a lot of schools within the Denver metro area had transitioned during the mid-90s from American Indian mascots to other mascots. And so this was a way to engage in a different approach. Community conversations, a dialogue, no threat of penalties against schools, just getting an understanding of the issue and to bring awareness about the issue.
4 schools were involved in this discussion. How were those schools decided on?
So that's a great question. We have in Colorado approximately 30 different schools, from preschool to high schools, that use some sort of depiction, image, mascot, logo that reflects American Indian history or culture of American Indians in Colorado. The 4 schools that were chosen, particularly Strasburg, who had been the Indians and actually had testified against one of the more recent pieces of legislation. The Loveland Indians, because they had been in the media most recently about their process in working or potentially working with tribes. Lamar Savages and the Eaton Reds, which is a caricature. So between those 4 schools, I think it gave the commission a really good understanding. We had tours, interviews. Every one of these communities is so unique. They're all different. They all bring their own history, tradition, and pride to that particular mascot, image, or logo. We knew that there was going to be potential for a lot of very passionate representation and opinions on both sides of the issue.
What's been the biggest hurdle? I know that there are people who have a lot of pride in their community and the mascot, but did they have an understanding why American Indians would find it offensive?
That was a big question. We heard from some people in the community of maybe never being contacted by a tribe. Which I think in the last 10 years, this is the first time the Commission of Indian Affairs has really been a part of the conversation of actually bringing numerous, multiple voices, both from a Native American perspective, but also from a non-Native American perspective, to the same table with community concerned citizens, students, parents, and so on and so forth.
What would you say is the biggest reason why people wouldn't want to change the mascot or modify it?
Just the understanding of where the community wanted to see where they were coming from in terms of alumni, longtime residents of these communities, and wanted to express their support and longstanding history for the mascot.
People felt like it was a part of their community and didn't want to change it?
Absolutely.
The report's recommending that schools don't have American Indian mascots, but then if they do, go about it in a respectful way?
And part of that is to partner with tribes, partner with federally recognized tribes. So in Colorado, we have 48 historic tribes of Colorado. two of them, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, which is my tribe from southwestern Colorado, and the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, have lands within the state of Colorado. The other 46 signed treaties, and some were pushed out forcibly out of the state that now reside in states like Oklahoma, Montana, the Dakotas, surrounding states around Colorado. So what we've been able to do is come up with a list of these tribes, and even in particular portions of the state where we know these tribes have told us, the state of Colorado, where their traditional homelands are. We think that if there is a school who wants to retain that image, logo, mascot, a partnership with these tribes is a win-win situation. A big request by these schools is that they would like more information on American Indian history. They would like more information on those tribes that once were located in that area.
Do you think there are some schools that just will not be willing to go down this path at all, or from what you've seen, is everyone open to it?
The school districts that I've talked to so far have been open to the conversation. I don't know how far they're going to take that. These are only recommendations. These are not requirements. They're not calling for state legislation. Hopefully, we'll see school districts respect that approach and will call out and want to partner with us in this process.
Thanks, Ernest. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
That was Ernest House Jr., the Executive Director of the Colorado Commission on Indian Affairs. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
One of those 30 schools is Montrose High School. Superintendent Steve Scheel joined the school district 9 months ago. He says they haven't discussed the recent report, but they're already following some of the recommendations.
My understanding is that over the years we've been in contact with our local tribe, the Ute Indians, and they've been very supportive of how we use the symbols and how our students respect their tribe. And as far as I know, there are no issues.
Previous attempts at legislation regarding school mascots has failed. That was the regional news from KVNF. I'm Jake Ryan.